Yo, what's up, fam? What's up, friends? It's your boy, Ron C. James, coming live from the Culture Certified. Where there's no filters in here, we don't hold our tongue. We keep it real, we keep it righteous, and we keep it ratchet. Oh boy. What y'all up to? Fellas, y'all getting it? Ladies, y'all all right? For sure. Today's subject gonna be about relationship. Now, I've been in some relationships, some good, most bad, but I got a lot of emails around this topic of sex. Oh boy. Now, a lot of them say when they're meeting, ain't dating, the sex is out of this world. Oh boy. As soon as they get in a relationship, move in, it's disappear. So we're going to discuss this because I see a lot of women saying that sex ain't all that. But you wonder why your man gonna look for it. You flip backwards and forward on him in the bedroom, and that stop. We understand the monthly thing that the women go through. Come on. And fellas, you too. You know, you're beating that thing up like the Energizer Bunny, keep going, going, going. And all of a sudden, you just stop giving it to that woman. Oh boy. Problems, man. When we come back, we're going to discuss this.
Secret, no.
Yo, we back. That was They Don't Know by Joseph Life Solo. Oh boy. Now, back to the subject at hand. Sex was important when you met. And of course, it should be the center of the relationship, but it should be a main focus and a main point of the relationship. Oh boy. Because you see, you can sum this up any way you want. You can find all the excuses you want. Man, there's things to keep your woman happy in the bedroom. And ladies, there's things to keep your man happy in the bedroom. But if you stop sex in the middle of a relationship, you aging. And yes, it wouldn't be intense as it used to be, but it could be pleasing and fulfilling. But you got to do it, and sometimes you got to do it on a schedule. I know fellas work hard, long 12 hours. Majority of the guys be tired, but fellas, you got to get it in. When she want it, you got to give it to her. Oh boy. And ladies, I know most of y'all working long hours too. Some of y'all working two jobs. And then, I understand, you got to come home and cook. Some of y'all just on fast food. Then you got to come home and help the kids with the homework. But some men does that too. You got to come home and clean. Ladies, a lot of fellas does that too. So, in time, ladies, you got to find time to get that man some. Because y'all know what this leads to. Oh boy. And then they always want to say, oh, you ain't loyal, you're a cheater, you know. But ladies, y'all ready to say that but a man, but y'all go be with a man who y'all know have a woman. Oh boy. And my point is, I'm not bashing women's, I'm not bashing men's, because both have to take responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And it goes both ways. You just got to make time for each other. Keep the relationship hot. You know, fellas, flirt with her like you got her. Take on some dates. Ladies, those little freaky things you did when you got him, do that. Because most time in relationship, grown adults cause their own problems, cause their own situation to arise. Because lack of entertainment. And then with the internet and social media, oh man, everybody had in their phone 24/7. You know, put that phone down sometime, because most relationships just don't end because of sex, non-sex. You know, attention, affection, when emotion being shown, a hug could stop a lot of things, a kiss, a slap on the butt, all those things. So as an adult, you got to sit back. You know, you got to think. And you got to engage. Because if you don't, that's lead to those things. And I don't condone it. But guess what? If men's or women's not getting home, they're going to get it somewhere else. Oh boy. We're going to end this when we come back. Let's go.
Ghetto chill.
No. Real nigga gotta get it in. For real. I got places to be and people to see.
The culture.
Hey, she said she know I got another woman. She tried her hardest just to take me from her. So she kisses just the way I like it. Trying to be up in my future like a psychic. And I don't mean to lead you on. No, I don't mean to do you wrong. I don't mean to make you cry. But me and my girl, we got ties. Yeah, I love the way you come for me. You know I love the way you smile for me. I love it when you get on top of me. Got me thinking about you constantly. It got me caught up in a situation. So I'm thanking you for being patient. And I'm thanking you for being real. So I'm telling you just how I feel. I know you really love me. I don't want to fucking with the mother thing. She wanna be up in my doctrine. She says she's tired of being a party. Yeah, I know you really love me. And I don't want to fucking with the mother thing. She wanna be up in my doctrine. She says she's tired of being a party. She says she wanna be my ride or die. She says she never tell a nigga lies. So I promise I'ma keep her fly. Play with my baby, then it's rock a bye. She keep on telling me she love a nigga. Why she fucking with this other nigga? She says she stuck up in her feelings though. She just can't let a nigga go. The love I have for you, boy, you will never know. You pack your shit, saying you're living with your uncle though. And every time I close my eyes, I thought about you though. And all them years passed by, I still love you though. While you was running with some shit, I ain't even know. So I cried for a couple nights and let it go. I replied, damn girl, look, I ain't never know. You had that much feelings for a thug nigga though. I know you really love me, nigga. And I don't want you fucking with the mother, nigga. She wanna be a bit of a doctor. She says she's tired of being a party. Yeah, I know you really love me, nigga. And I don't want you fucking with the mother, nigga. She wanna be a bit of a doctor. She says she's tired of being a party. I know you really love me, nigga. Fucking with the mother, nigga. She wanna be a demodoxy. She says she's tired of being a sidekick. Yeah, I know you really love me. And I don't want you fucking with the mother, nigga. She wanna be a demodoxy. She says she's tired of being a
Whoa, we back. That was Side Piece by Nino Burrow. Rest in peace. And Wax Dog. Oh boy. Now you see, fellas and ladies, you don't want that to result in your relationship, that your significant other getting a side piece. Oh boy. Because that's what's going on lately, and it's popular. Contrary belief, damn near everyone is doing it. Why? I don't know. That's your situation. You got to figure that out. What you went wrong? Why you went wrong at? You stopped giving that man some? You stopped giving that woman some? I mean, y'all got to figure that out. Because if it go that way, you might well end a relationship. Now, some people hold on because of kids or just material things that didn't accomplish together. But they live an unhappy life in an unhealthy relationship because of sex. Oh, boy. Now, like I say, there's other things that go wrong in relationships, finances, you know. Living conditions. All type of things. Family come into play. and break things up. And another big thing, social media. You know, a lot of women post selfies of their tits, their ass, their camel toe, and then they entertain all the men that comment on them. Now, we know you're not responsible for who you attract, but you got to be held accountable for who you entertain. See, ladies, when your man see that, all he sees that you giving us another man hope that he can hit or he can get you. Sometimes it might not be the intention, but I see on some comments that some fellas old lady go too far. Comment back, answering back to men who just done compliment him. Oh boy. And you can't tell me those men's not in your inbox. Oh boy. And see, that's a distraction. Now you got 50 men telling you things that you want to hear. So you ain't worrying about your man at home, because you know why? You got him already. And ladies, us fellas know this. Oh boy. Now fellas, it's the same way. You on social media, liking all the ladies' pictures, the same thing. Their tits, ass, and camel toe selfies. You know, it ain't just about how cute or beautiful or gorgeous. It's not just about that. You know what women's posting. So, fellas, y'all go too far too. And women's are jealous too. So, social media is a big thing. People hooking up. And the thing about this, oh boy. See, men chase what they want and will go out of their way to get it. Oh boy. But women's sneaky and choose who they will let hit. Oh boy. You heard that? Men's chase who they want and will go out of their way to get it, while women sneaky, secretly know already who she gonna give it up to. Oh boy. So we're gonna get into this last joint, and we're gonna come in this thing. Oh boy.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
Like all day I just trap town on home. She counting those teeth.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
She like to play with my gun. Not a nigga when she know I'm on the run.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
I did what Josie on me down. They fucking with this pussy nigga round.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
She only fucking niggas like me. Yeah, I'm a T-H-U-G.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga. T-H-U-G nigga. You can do you and I'ma do me. Fresh up out the trap with a mill on my swag. Got a mill in the club, another mill in my bag. Got a mill on the Ave, another mill on the block. Got a mill in the trap, pull it all in the pot. Came through in that Nav under factory tent. Standing 6 foot tall, yeah, that had to be him. Mr. Nino, still mobbing like Gambino. Might pull a couple jobs, might trick a couple casino. Nigga, ask your bitch, cause she know. We be doing it bigger than Vino. I'm a certified nigga, so she always give me deep throat. Might let her take some things on the train. Some grands on a plane. Touchdown, nigga, now we playing in the same. Champagne spilling, steak static grilling. Money static piling, this a wonderful. She said she fucking hit a thug, nigga.
Look, all day I just trapped on her own. When she counting those teeth,
she said she
who gon' have her doing it big, smoking out them pounds. She want a nigga who gon' thug with her, with her. Kick it with the stars and show some love with her. Put her letters on her heels, let her know that it's real. Put your hustle game down, show her how to make a meal. We gon' fuck the whole world and make a baby.
doing it up. We do it for bucks, we do it for cash, we do it to save, we do it to stash. Pretty lady, you can have what you like. I'm talking car clubs, I count biggest diamonds in sight. Even though I'm a thug, I'm just being polite. Say short is we fucking tonight.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
Look all day I just trapped on her own. When she counting those deep she said she racks
with a thug nigga.
She like to play with my gun. Not a nigga when she know I'm on the run.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
I keep with Joe, she know me down. They fucking with this pussy nigga round.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
She only fuck with niggas like me. Yeah, I'm a THUG.
She said she fucking with a thug nigga.
She can't fuck with no lame. On a thug ass nigga on gang. Shit, I know she gon' bang. She's a preacher's daughter. Fell in love with a bad boy. Get the fuck with anybody, gotta say. And I take my charge while I'm at large. For me, go hard and wouldn't have it any other way. Cause she fucking with a thug nigga.
Whoa. That was THUG by Nino Burrow. Rest in paradise. So, fellas, take care of that woman, man. Let's do our job. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Be the man of your family. You know what I'm saying? I mean, our race has gone down. We're already facing the stigma and genocide with black men's killing each other. Oh boy. Now we're facing with these single women's in the home trying to raise these young black men's, and it's not working. Look at the statistics. They're going out there to the streets, want to be gangsters, using these drugs, and it's all they want is a body. Oh boy. They don't have no vision. No future plans. They think they're going to get rich by popping pills, drinking promethazine, toting guns, and selling drugs. Oh boy. When they don't look at the bigger picture, they don't look at the purpose of life. So, black man, we got to do better. Oh boy. Black lady, you got to wise up. I mean, y'all got to get back to showing strength. Because I come under two strong black ladies, both of my grandmas. And they was the head of the household. They made sure all of the grandkids ate. All of their kids ate. Oh boy. They wasn't running around. They do their little drinking. You know what I'm saying? They praise. They pray. But they wasn't all over the place with this one and that one. It's what we're seeing today in women's today in general. But we are living in a social media age, people. And it done took away the purity of life. It's not authentic no more. There's something in between everything. And we got to get back to not texting people saying I love you and hey and hi, to picking up the phone, to calling, or stopping by and hugging and holding a conversation for 30 to 45 minutes. They're driving, looking on their phone. They're working, can't stay on their phone. I mean, this internet is the mark of the beast. It's tearing down families too. So, even though the subject was about sex, we just have to tap into the frequency of everything that destroying the household in America today. Well, in this world today. Oh boy. So live, love, and laugh. It's your boy, Ron C. Jam, coming live from the Culture Certified. Well, there's no filters. We don't hold our tongue in here. We keep it real. We keep it righteous. And we keep it ratchet. Oh boy. I'd like to send a shout out to our sponsor, No Kids Left Behind. That's No Kids Left Behind, y'all. You can find them on Facebook at No Kids Left Behind. And look, they're having a problem right now, but you can go on Rondell Short Dog Scott page and tag and the link of No Kids Left Behind. And please drop a donation, because we'll provide a vision to all the kids of our future. Also, shout out to our sponsor, New Millennium Brand. That's New Millennium Brand Clothing, y'all. Facebook, Instagram, hashtag New Millennium Brand Clothing. Y'all, that's equity in NMB clothing. You could be a designer, advertiser, marketer, model, whatever. It's a win-win situation. Come on. That's New Millennium Brand Clothing. Also, y'all, go check out the Culture TV series. It plays every Saturday, a new episode on Ron C. James' Facebook, My Day, My Story. Also, you can check out all old episodes and upcoming episodes on YouTube. That's the Culture TV series. And I'm out. Remember, live, love, laugh. Oh, boy.